No dry land in sight. Waters have breached the banks of the Chari River outside Chad's capital.
We didn't know what we should do. We are now suffering, as you can see. The government has to make a decision to help us. We are now doing men's work because our husbands have passed away, and every one person has 6 or 7 children to take care of.
18 of the country's 23 provinces are impacted. The president has declared a national emergency.
This disaster is from climate change. It is one of the most severe the region has seen in years. It's making it hard for people to keep their heads above water.
On the other side of the river in Cameroon, a small market town has also been submerged.
The water entered our house. I saved my children, but then the house collapsed. Now my things are in the water, and we can't recover anything.
Rains cause flooding in this region every year, but it has never been this bad. Since Sunday, thousands of people are estimated to have been made homeless.
Since last year, the rain has handicapped me, and I've lost 2 children. But thank God I recovered, and I am on my feet now. But this year, it happens again and again, and now I'm a refugee. So help.
With roads underwater, canoes are now the only way to get around. And the river keeps rising. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.